Today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So Mishnah Tes discusses what if you want to plant a whole bunch of different types of things next to each other, a whole bunch of different crops next to each other. So how many can you fit into one field and not violate the Yisur of Klayim? So the Mishnah tells us, you want to make your field just full of all different types of minim. You can make 24 different squares in a base of land, meaning as long as the base rova, in each square should be the size of a base rova. We've already discussed that a base rova is 1/24 of the size of a base sa'ah. So if you take a base sa'ah field and you cut it into 24 squares, so each square you can plant something else in it. Vizorea betocha, kol min she'irta, plant whatever you want in each of the squares. And the idea is, according to this shita, according to this first Tana of the Mishnah, since it's strange to have square patches of different things, it doesn't really look like a field. So you could do kol min sheyirtza, and Bar Tanur explains, v'lo matzruch Reb Meir harchaka klal, you don't even need to distance at all. The one plant could be right next to the other one, kivin de meruva osein, because since they're square, niros mufrashos muvdalos umizu, they do appear to be distinct from each other, and that's all you need, that they appear to be distinct from each other. So that's all that's required. Ha'isa karachas achas ushtay, if there were one or two areas that were not planted, squares in a grain field that were not planted, the Bar Tanur says b'toch stei tavua. This is talking about stam, a grain field, that there was one base rova or two base rova squares that were not planted. Zorum chardel, you're allowed to plant them with mustard, but shalosh, if there are three unplanted base rova squares, lo yizreim chardel, then you should not plant it with mustard. M'meishin niris kesad chardel, because once you have three mustard squares of a base rova each within the field, it looks like a mustard field. And once it looks like a mustard field, now it's klayim with the grain that's all around it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that would be a violation of klayim, because three or more base rovas of mustard in a field look like a field of mustard growing inside a field of grain, because mustard is normally planted anyway in small patches. So three is enough, the Bar Tanur explains, for it to be considered like a whole field of mustard. So planting three base rovas of other kinds of crops near a field of wheat is not going to be a problem, because other kinds of crops you need to plant much larger areas. That's what the Bar Tanur points out. That's why Rav Meir Dafka highlights mustard, because it's dafka mustard, which is anyway planted in small quantities. That's why it's going to look like a mustard field. So that is the shita of Rebbe Meir. Comes along the Chachamim and they say, no, the Chachamim are teisha krachos mutaros eser asuros. The Chachamim are much more machmir. They say that if you have a field that's a base sa'a, you got to cut it into 25 different squares, and only 9 of those squares can be planted with different items, and you have to essentially have a square in between each of the at least one square space in between each of the planted squares in order for it not to be claimed, meaning it has to really be discernible. Now it comes out a little funny, because what they imagine over here, the image the Chum are making is a 5x5 grid, right? And if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 going down, and A, B, C, D, E going across, so 1A, 1C, and 1E are going to be planted, and A1, A3, A5, C1, C3, C5, right? E1, E3, E5 in the grid would be planted. The only thing is, if you have a base sa'a, it doesn't split into 25 base rovas, it splits into 24 base rovas. So what you have to say is going on over here is that we're being imprecise in terms of planting exactly a base rova in each square. You're actually planting a little bit more than a base rova in each square. You're planting a base rova in each square, but you're leaving a little bit less than a base rova in between. The empty squares are actually a little bit less than a base rova and not actually a full base rova. But still, this is way, way more machmir than the sheet of Rebbe Meir, because it only allows 9 squares to be planted with different minim. And then the most machmir sheet, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, afilu kol sadehu, Mehu, base core, even if a person's entire field is a base core, is 30 base sa'as, 30 times the size of the field we've been talking about. You can't have any more than one square of a different species. So this is way more machmir. Even if it's 30 base sa'as, it's also to plant more than a single square of a different crop, because it's very difficult. The Bar Tanur writes, the time of the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, lowest parish. He says, I have no idea. I don't know why you would need such a large field to be able to plant more than one crop in the field. So that one we don't know. Okay, comes along next Mishnah, Mishnah Yud. So the Mishnah is going to talk about what you can include in the base rova. We said that you need a base rova in between the squares, according to the second Tana of the Mishnah, that in between the squares that you plant, the second Tana in the previous Mishnah said you need to leave a base rova of space. What counts as space? Meaning, what can occupy that space? So, kol shu b'toch base rova, anything that's in the base rova, ola b'midas base rova, will count toward the measurement of a base rova. So you could have a hole in the ground. You could have water in the hole. The Bar Tanur says could go nekoyim melei mayim. You have a crack in the ground full of water. That's a natural. It's a natural part of the field, and that would count as part of the base rova. Achilas hagefen. The Mishnah says the area around the grapevine that you need to be able to work the grapevine. Normally they have the surrounding grapevine. You need six tvachim to work it. Vakever. If there's a grave in between them, vasela. If you have rocky area that you can't plant on anyway, olin b'midas space rova. It all counts toward the shear of a base rova. So even though the work around the vineyard is not, it can't be planted. The area that you work around the vineyard cannot be planted with anything else. The Tana tells us that it could still count as part of the base rova that needs to be in between the different types of grain. So the Mishnah tells us that that different types of crops require different amounts of space in between them. Tavua b'tavua. If you want to plant a type of grain in the field of a different type of grain, base rova, then it has to be separate from what's already growing there by a base rova. You need to leave a base rova of space. So let's say you have a wheat field and you want to plant barley. So the Bar Tanur says leave a base rova of unplanted land on all sides. And you have to begin planting the barley from the edge of the field so that the barley shouldn't be completely surrounded by wheat. So you have to make sure that the barley is not, meaning you have to have at least all the way to both ends of the field. You have to have some barley planted and a base rova in the middle, a square of a base rova by a base rova that's planted with barley, and that's fine. Yerek be yerek. But if you want to plant a vegetable in a different kind of vegetable field, so shisha tvachim, six tvachim need to separate between them. Tavua be yerek, yerek be tavua. If you have you want to plant grain in a vegetable field or vegetables in a grain field, base rova, you need an area of a base rova in between them. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yerek b'tavua. If you're planting vegetables in a grain field, shisha tvachim, then you don't need a whole base rova. Six tvachim is good enough. Vegetables next to grain are we go with the meaning, since by vegetables you need a lesser shear than you do by grain. By grain you need a base rova. By vegetables you only need six tvachim. So when it's vegetables and grain, you go with the more mekel dikah shear. You go with the more lenient shear of the six tvachim and not of the more chamer dikah shear of the base rova. So to basically summarize what we've done today, Mishnah Tess taught us three basic opinions in terms of how many different types of minim you can plant in a base sa'a. So the first Tana, the Reb Meir, taught us that how many different types of minim? 24 different types of minim in a base sa'a. The Chum said no. 9 different types of minim, because you need to leave a base rova of empty space in between each min. Now the reason Tana Kama said you could have 24 without any empty space, because they're all squares, and squares don't really look like anything. They don't look like a real field. And then the third and most machmir sheet was that of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said that even if you have a field that's way bigger than a base sa'a, you can't have more than one other min in that field. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned that whatever occupies the area in between the different minim will count as a base rova of empty space between the different minim, even if there's a kever there, if there's hard rocky land there, whatever it might be. And the Mishnah also told us that although the spacing in between different types types of grain is a base rova, the spacing in between different types of yerakos is shisha tfachim, is only six tfachim. And we had a machlokas, how much spacing do you need in between grain and yerakos? Do you go with the more machmir shir of a base rova for grain, or do you go with the more makel shir of shisha tfachim that you would normally have for yerakos? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yeralef and finish the second parak of Maseches Klayim.